Installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix. Un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd, et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé, lourde sensation agréable, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir. Confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique, 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin.
How questions. Glossary. All is well that ends well. Everything. All right. Have on one's mind. Quite. Unexpected. To happen. To party. A cousin. Then. To drive, drove, driven. To drive home. Tipsy. Should. More than. To handle. Especially. If. To mean. To know, knew, known. Would. Past form of will. To puke. However. But. To throw, through, thrown. To throw up. The next morning. To pick someone up. What for? To give someone a ride. The hospital. To wake, woke, woken. Large. A spot. A body. Oh my God. Thank God. Close to, next to. Speed limits. To allow. Examined. Diagnosed with. Meningitis. A health condition. To treat. To recover. Slowly. Still. In shock. Understandably. To get better. Even. To swear. Never. Alcohol. Although. Related. To be scared for. Life. So. To want to plus verb. To act upon. Just. To happen to someone. To blame. To criticize. Negation plus either. To mean to plus verb. To visit. No matter what. To jeopardize. Someone else. Driving. Drunk. When emotional. How far? From her place. A mile away. A mile. To drive, drove, driven. As fast as. Could. Past form of can. How fast? When plus adjective. To end well. To keep calm. To stay alert. I will. From now on. To be right. Good. Grammar. How questions. Basic how questions. A lot of basic questions in English. A lot of basic questions in English use how plus adjectives. Example. How old are you? I'm 26 years old. How tall are you? I'm 5 feet 2 inches about. How often do you go to the gym? I go twice a week. Other common how questions. A lot of other common how questions use how followed by an adjective to build up questions related to quantity. How much is this book? It's $25.99. How many kilometers in 1 mile? The answer is 1.609344. Distance. How far is Los Angeles from New York? It's 3,940 kilometers or 2,448 miles away from New York. Depth. How deep is Lake Michigan? Lake Michigan averages 279 feet deep and is 925 feet at its deepest point? Width. How wide is Lake Michigan? It is approximately 118 miles wide. Length and duration. How long is Lake Michigan? It is 307 miles long. It is the only Great Lake located entirely in the United States. How long does it take to go there? It takes half an hour. Height measures in English. There are the imperial units used to measure someone's height. The equivalents in centimeters are listed in the chart below. A foot is equal to 30.48 centimeters. An inch is equal to 2.54 centimeters. Distance measures in English. Distance. We use another method of measurement to assess distance. 1 mile is equal to 1.609344 kilometers. 1 yard is equal to 0.9144 meters. Velocity. We use miles to assess speed. Miles per hour. MPH is equal to miles per hour. KPH is equal to kilometers per hour. If you want to convert MPH into KPH, here is the formula. KPH is equal to MPH times 1.609344. And now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. All is well that ends well.
Sarah, is everything all right?
Yes, thank you. I just had something on my mind.
What is it? Do you want to talk about it?
Well, it is quite unexpected.
What happened?
I partied with my cousin last week. Then I drove her home because she was tipsy.
You shouldn't drink more than you can handle, especially if you're a girl.
It happens. I mean, I knew she would probably puke, which she did. However, she threw up the whole night. The next morning, she called me to pick her up.
What for?
To give her a ride to the hospital. She woke up with large black spots on her body.
Oh my God!
Thank God she lives close to a hospital.
How far is it?
From her place, about 10 miles away. I drove as fast as I could.
How fast?
More than the speed limits allow. At the hospital, she was examined and diagnosed with meningitis.
Is that her condition? How is she?
Well, they're treating her now, and she is slowly recovering. My family is still in shock.
Understandably.
I know. She is getting better. She even swears she'll never drink alcohol, although the two aren't related.
She was scared for her life, so she wants to act upon what just happened to her. You can't blame her. You can't criticize her either.
I don't mean to. I'm visiting her after class.
No matter what happens, you should not jeopardize your life or someone else's. Driving one drunk or emotional usually doesn't end well. Keep calm, stay alert, or call the ambulance.
I will, from now on. You're right.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one. Now we begin. Wentworth, Sarah, is everything all right? Sarah, yes, thank you. I just had something on my mind. Wentworth, what is it? Do you want to talk about it? Sarah, well, it is quite unexpected. Wentworth, what happened? Sarah, I partied with my cousin last weekend. Then I drove her home because she was dizzy. Wentworth, you shouldn't drink more than you can handle, especially if you are a girl. Sarah, it happens. I mean, I knew she would probably puke. Which she did. However, she threw up the whole night. The next morning, she called me to pick her up. Wentworth, what for? Sarah, to give her a ride to the hospital. She woke up with large black spots on her body. Wentworth, oh my God! Sarah, thanks God she lives close to a hospital. Wentworth, how far is it? Sarah, from her place, about 10 miles away. I drove as fast as I could. Wentworth, how fast? Sarah, more than the speed limits allow. She was examined and diagnosed with meningitis. Wentworth, is this her condition? How is she? Sarah, well, they are treating her, and she is slowly recovering. My family is still in shock. Wentworth, understandably. Sarah, I know. She's getting better. She even swears she will never drink alcohol, although the two aren't related. Wentworth, she was scared for her life, so she wants to act upon what just happened to her. You can't blame her. You can't criticize her either. Sarah, I don't mean to. I'm visiting her after class. Wentworth, no matter what happens, you should not jeopardize your life or someone else. Driving when drunk or emotional usually doesn't end well. Keep calm, stay alert, or call the ambulance. Sarah, I will. From now on, you're right. Wentworth, good. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.